Today, the osprey is one of the Chesapeake Bay's most iconic creatures, right up there with blue crabs, great blue herons, and oysters. But that wasn't always the case. This North American raptor, nicknamed the fish hawk, once faced dangerous population declines, recovering only after the federal government intervened. Here to tell us more about this animal's remarkable comeback, as well as its unique feeding and nesting habits, is National Aquarium General Curator Jack Cover. Thanks for coming in, Jack.
Great to be here, John.
These days, it seems like there's no shortage of ospreys around the Chesapeake Bay. What brought on the population decline, and then how did it recover?
A primary reason for the population decline can be traced back to the use of the pesticide DDT, which was first used as an insecticide to kill mosquitoes during World War II. After World War II, it was used extensively as an agricultural use starting in 1945. The unforeseen side effect of DDT is that it would pass through the food chain and accumulate in fish-eating birds like ospreys. The DDT made it difficult for the birds to absorb calcium, and this resulted them in laying thin-shelled eggs that broke upon incubation. Their numbers started crashing in 1950 and through the 70s, and 90% of the breeding pairs disappeared on the coast between New York and Boston.
So I know populations have recovered over time since DDT was banned, but besides their incredible conservation story, what makes this species so unique?
This is the only hawk on the continent that feeds almost exclusively on live fish. Fish make up about 99% of their diet. You can often see ospreys spotting fish from high in the air and dive bombing talons first into the water. They're excellent hunters, and usually one in four dives results in a catch.
Wow.
They're also unique in what they do with the fish after they catch them. Ospreys, for one thing, diving into the water, they then have to lift themselves out of that water, and then to fly with a big heavy fish, they always orient that fish head first to make it aerodynamic to get back to a perch to consume it. They're a valuable species for monitoring the bay health, and again, since the ban of DDT, they come back in incredible numbers.
I know ospreys have been known to nest in some unusual places. What kind of nesting place do they typically look for?
Their natural nesting place would be like a large loblolly pine near the shoreline. We've lost a lot of that habitat as shoreline development happened. So they now are nesting in all sorts of areas. We're seeing ospreys nest on telephone poles, on cell phone towers, even on the overpass signs. In fact, one nested on the Bay Bridge and was blocking a traffic camera there this summer.
So where do they go in the interim? How long do they typically hang around the bay, and where do they go?
As we reach the end of the summer, all the ospreys start to migrate south. They basically will migrate as far as places like Venezuela, and in fact, sometimes the migration route can be incredibly long. There was one osprey that was tracked to move 2,700 miles from Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts, to the French Guiana.
Wow.
So they go very far south, and they're able to find their food there, and return every spring to the same place that they launch from. This is truly an impressive species worth learning more about.
Well, thanks a lot for coming in, Jack. To watch a live osprey cam and learn how to construct your own osprey nest platform, visit aqua.org/abluview. This is John Racanelli of the National Aquarium for WYPR, your NPR news station.